Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. County Connections every Thursday at 9. We have great interviews, and today is another one. We have Liz Olson and Michael Christie. They are master gardeners. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. Your timing's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Just finding out about this the sale, the annual plant sale. Am I calling it the correct name there?
You are. It's a spring garden sale that the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association puts on annually, and the line starts early. It'll be open from 9 to 2, but things go out door really quick.
And it's quite the scene.
It is quite the scene. There'll be tons of locally grown by our master gardeners, natives, tomatoes, veggies, you name it, and there'll be a lot more educational booths, too, for the public. It's going to be at the Lincoln County Commons, which is the old fairgrounds, or the new fairgrounds.
Yeah. You know, my wife feels like she's getting a late start this year, and last weekend she said, okay, we're going to Farmer's Market, I'm getting some starts, and then we went to Farmer's Market, and it was closed, I think, for loyalty days, or maybe as they're transferring to the outdoor.
I think there was one weekend that they were going to be closed, and loyalty days
maybe
probably
that's
makes
it.
Sense. Yeah.
So I know that she will be probably one of the early arrivals, and getting there early is smart. I mean, that's part of the key.
Oh, definitely.
But you'd said there's kind of more of a ergonomic flow now that it's at the Commons.
It's got much better flow, easier laid out. When people actually arrive, there'll be actually maps that they have where they can target their favorite area they want to go spend their money first.
Yeah. So we've got this kind of specific or topographical arrangement or something of that nature, right, that allows you to kind of figure out what
exactly
you're doing a little bit easier than it used to be.
Both visually, there'll be banners hanging so you can identify from across the room you want to get to vegetables or perennials or herbs. It's going to be – makes it very easy.
So I want to remind everybody it's May 20th, Saturday, May 20th,
okay,
9 to 2 at the fairgrounds.
All right, so we're coming up. And all these things produced by master gardeners and Michael, I know you're in an educational what am I looking for? That's what you'll be doing is running an educational booth.
Right. We have about six or seven different educational areas like bees, water collection, straw bale gardening, nutrition, food preservation.
So what a chance to really learn.
There's a lot of different places. When in between buying and purchasing the great plants by the master gardeners,
you can get educated at the same time.
You can get educated at the same time. So there'll be plenty of handouts. There'll be actually staffed by people that know what they're talking about, so you can ask the questions. Plus, we have the help desk, which Liz will be manning, asking all kinds of different questions and pH testing of soil.
Yes, so if people want to, they can bring a little baggie of their soil, and we'll do a pH test. That's the only thing we have the capability of testing, but it'll tell them if their soil is acidic or alkaline. Mostly here on the coast, it's pretty acidic, so therefore we'll have recommendations on how to amend the soil to get it to be more friendly to the plants.
And why is it that coastal soil tends to be acidic?
Just the makeup and geological makeup of the soils, just the way it is. But you can amend it, and you can adjust it so that you can grow veggies easily or whatever. You know, rhodies and azaleas, they're acidic. They love that, but the vegetables don't.
I see. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we learn over the years is, and sometimes it's tough because, you've got an entire year to figure out that maybe your soil wasn't prepped the way you needed it to. So pretty critical.
That is. First step.
Yeah. With all the rain, you're getting the leaching out of a lot of the minerals. So that's why you get a little bit more acidic, I think.
I see. And with a lot of rain like this year, maybe more important than ever, huh?
Likely.
Yeah.
If it keeps
So when people go on the 20th to the sale, any other recommendations as far as, do you need to bring cash or do you guys take cards?
They take everything this year.
They are taking cards this year. What we would recommend is if you have your own wagon or cart.
I see.
Bring that with you. That really helps. This way you can buy lots and you can.
And the aisleways are significantly wider than they were when they were at the old armory that was pretty narrow. You can get one person by with it. Now you can easily get it. They're wide avenues of highways to nirvana.
Yeah. High waist or Nirvana. That's great because really, I mean, as you guys were saying before we came live on air, really about anything's possible, especially if you have a greenhouse. So, and with your knowledge, one should not be too intimidated. I mean, go for it.
Oh, definitely.
Experimentation. That's the, you know, spice of life.
Fantastic.
Give it a try.
Well, you know, and I would like to transition into what appears to be a great award you'll be receiving for your demonstration garden.
Well, the garden will receive the award.
Well, the garden will receive the award. But it's just so cool. And so tell me, how did this come about? And you know for sure now that you're placed third internationally for that garden?
Tied for third place in the youth category for the International Search for Excellence Award through the International Master Gardener Association.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. How did or what kind of things did they sample for the award? Did they take photos? Did somebody come in person? How did it work out?
All through an application process, we provided the narrative, information, background. We've provided the photos, and then it was screened by a board on the International Master Gardener Association.
You know, is there anything about the, it's the Yuquinaview Lighthouse.
Yuquinaview Bay
Lighthouse location. Mm-hmm. I mean, it must be more of a challenging location. I mean, that must say something about the work you're doing up there.
In general, we get, you know, we get the fog, we get the wind, it's like just about everybody does. You're sitting there pretty much on the coast.
It shows what you can do.
It shows what you can do.
Yeah.
Everything up there grows well. It's very hardy. Like I said, everything that we do grow goes to the local food pantry. We work with the kids at Sam Case Elementary, fourth grade class, through Penny McDermott. And we have a greenhouse at the school. They plant everything there. Of course, we take a lot of photos all the way. Mm-hmm. We document it. And then they plant in June, first part of June. They'll go up with the kids. They'll plant all the seedlings they did in the garden. And then we maintain it through the summer. So it's absolutely gorgeous. It's gorgeous right now in the winter when there's nothing growing there. But when the vegetables come up there, because remember the lighthouse up there gets almost 500,000 people during the summer months.
Yeah.
So they're going to be viewing that garden. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Fantastic.
You got to go. Everybody's got to go.
So are we going to be having any open houses looking through to the summer? And if so, do you know roughly when?
Yes. So each year, usually in August, we have a Master Garden Week, and all our demonstration gardens will be open, and the Yuquinna Bay Garden will be open too. Right now we're targeting August 6th through 13th, and we don't have the full schedule penciled in yet, but yes. So people stay tuned. We will be publicizing it.
Okay.
And the Yuquinna Bay Lighthouse Garden will be open. And just a reminder, it's a beautiful garden and the lighthouse is free.
Yeah, right.
Which is even better.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back and talk more about where these other demonstration gardens are. So we'll be back in a moment on Connections. Thanks for joining us on Connections. Michael Christie and Liz Olson are master gardeners, and they're here telling us about the activity that's coming up. One thing next weekend at the Commons is the annual plant sale. But let's talk more about that. But back to your demonstration garden. Kudos again on receiving that award, that international award. But you, Liz, you wanted to mention something about the greenhouse, too, and some funding that you received, because this is, like you said, Michael, you start in the greenhouse and then transfer to the garden. So what happened there with your grant funding?
Well, in addition, Confederated Selects Tribe, we got a grant from them a couple years back to get the greenhouse and do enhancements to the greenhouse like venting and fans and thermostats and that type of thing. So we're really grateful to them because greenhouses are not inexpensive. And that really helped us. We went from a little greenhouse to the Taj Mahal of greenhouses for growing at the school. So it's been a real big plus. The other thing I have to give a plug for the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association. They also fund all our demonstration gardens each year, annually. So we couldn't do these demonstration gardens without their financial assistance also. And then all our partners also provide assistance, state parks, Westmont, Ocean View Assisted Living, Oregon Coast Community College, Presbytery, you know, of the Cascades. So there's a lot of partners. There's a lot of people involved in these gardens, not just master gardeners. So
yeah. Great community effort.
Thank you to all of them.
Yeah. And, Michael, what do you observe in the kids? What's the most exciting thing for them about this entire process, you think?
I don't think there's any one thing. I think they're excited. The class we're working with, Penny McDermott, this year, they are just fantastic. They're enthusiastic. They're interested. They're engaged. And when you see them, everything from the planting the seeds, they're so intense about it. Yeah. They just love it. And they can't wait. Right now, the plants are starting to come up. They measure, take temperatures, and they keep pointing out, that's the one I planted. That's the one I planted. Yeah. So totally engaged. Penny's class is just totally awesome.
Yeah, and you have said that you've got heating systems.
We have heating mats currently just because of our cooler or rainy weather. We did put a vent system in and a mist system to cover the warmer days. Hopefully they come back. Yeah. But we have heating mats under a lot of the plants just because it does get very cool in the evening times. I mean, it's still down to under 40 degrees. That means the whole greenhouse is under 40 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the farm-to-table movement, obviously well underway. This would be the backyard or front yard-to-table movement.
Very different.
I love it. You know, what's possible?
Yeah,
about anything.
Yep.
Well,
everything is possible.
If fourth grade kids are doing it in a school environment, you can do it at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you see this as encouraging them to be more interested in vegetables, too, perhaps, after these experiences?
I think so, very much. Yeah. A lot of them have, you know, family gardens at home, so some are very used to them. Some, it's a brand-new experience, and they get their hands dirty, watch them do that. They love it, and that's what kids should be doing, getting their hands dirty.
And we also do nutrition tasting lessons on their two field trips, so they get to try what's being grown in the garden.
Yeah.
So that encourages them. And there's a little peer pressure because student A tries that, you know, piece of lettuce or kale, and they're like, okay, maybe I can try that too. So it does introduce them. Our nutrition folks at OSU teach those classes.
Might be a little bit more successful than the parents saying, you've got to eat this. You've got to eat this. This might work some wonders here for the finicky eaters. That it's okay. Try it out. It's actually good.
Yep. We've seen the students like snap peas, which are really sweet and they're great. One student, we said, well, give it a try. So his brother tried it. And the other one was like hesitant. But then all of a sudden we saw him grabbing one, trying it. And then he grabbed another one. So it happens.
Yeah. Fantastic. Because maybe sometimes these days we're just so removed from how our food is made and where our food comes from. It's just on the supermarket shelves, and this makes it a lot more of a tangible experience. I think that's wonderful.
Sure, even on the inside of it, when we do the donations to the food pantry, that gets the kids involved in a broader spectrum of involvement in the community. So they're not just doing planting a seed for themselves; they're planting a seed for much greater.
You know, I know you mentioned before maybe about the kinds of numbers you roughly see coming through these demonstration gardens. What does that look like by the time you've harvested? I mean, you've got quite a few people checking them out, right?
We do, and particularly the Yukuna Bay Lighthouse Garden, because it is a public venue. Gets tons of traffic throughout the whole year. But during the summer, the warm season, obviously, as Michael said, 500,000 plus.
Yeah.
See that garden
easily just during the main, you know, the Labor Day to Memorial Day. I mean, I was in the garden yesterday working on a raised bed, and I probably encountered 20 people up there from countries from all over the world. I mean, it's totally international, the kind of people that come through there.
Yeah.
And the other gardens, too, have a lot of traffic in different ways. The ones on the OCC campus, a little bit different, but they're a great demonstration garden. Yahatz is a demonstration community garden, and once a month they hold a plant clinic at the garden itself and tours. So each of the gardens has its own ocean view, assisted living. The seniors are so enthused about being able to get out in the garden.
And that garden is easier access. What's the terminology?
Adaptive. Access for people in wheelchairs or walkers or
exactly the beds are all raised up high for wheelchair access. It's an awesome garden.
Wonderful. Yeah. I noticed from one of the seed catalogs that comes, it seems like the raised beds are more popular and
well, as we get older, you know, bending over is raised beds for the thing, but even older than that, you want them a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's tough on the knees.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and finish up with Michael Christie and Liz Olson. They're master gardeners. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Liz Olson, Michael Christie, Master Gardeners. So we talked about the sale coming up on the 20th.
Yes.
Starts at 9?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay. And some of your demonstration gardens, the successes you're having there. Funding, though, I mean, possibly in concern now that funding may be cut. I mean, how long now have you been doing these school programs?
The Lighthouse Garden Project is in its 22nd season.
Wow.
So it's been around for a long time, the school garden. And I'm a definite proponent of getting kids into the garden, getting to learn to garden. So I would encourage our schools and our teachers and parents. School gardens are an important educational component.
Yes. Have you ever faced any kind of potential cuts like this before in memory?
You know, everybody's going to be facing cuts through this budget. So,
yeah.
But there is a high risk right now on the table for farm to school and school gardens. We're all going to have to wait and see how that plays out. But then hopefully maybe there'll be some other funding sources to kind of fill the gaps. But I think everybody's going to be subject to some cuts.
Sure. What do your needs look like in those areas?
You know, we're fortunate, though, because of our local funding sources and because of the Master Gardener Association. So our own gardens are not at risk. But other gardens and starting up new gardens, it's going to take commitment from a community to get those going, both financially and volunteers and that type of thing.
Yeah. If someone wanted to make donations, how would you go about doing that? I mean, sports has boosters. Do gardens have boosters?
They can. Actually, you know, even Sam Casey and Quinnview, years prior, we would get a little contribution from the boosters and stuff.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You know, between the PTA, the teachers, and the boosters at each of the schools, you know, they can make a concerted effort to maybe start a small garden. I would always encourage people to start small.
Yeah.
You know, a bed or two goes a long way to start and get people encouraged.
Is there still a garden next to the food share? Of Newport?
No, there isn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's gone by the wayside.
Yeah, I do remember seeing some very simple, though, examples there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're probably elsewhere of, you know, just using the 5-gallon bucket.
Yep. 12th Street, near the Mouse Factory in the Presbyterian Church, mm-hmm. there's a community garden there that was started by the Master Gardeners. That's still up and running and going.
Oh, the one with the big water collection tanks, too, I think.
I think they did put something in
it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are community gardens throughout, but I'd really like to see some more school gardens get established and going throughout
good.
Our county.
Good. So if anybody's interested, they could always contact you, Liz, right?
Yes. Or Michael.
And where do we find you guys?
Well, you can find me at the Extension office at 541. My direct line is 648-6814. Or you can come to the Extension office at 1211 Southeast Bay Boulevard. And then I'll pass it on and I'll get Michael to help.
Where do we track down you, Michael? In a garden somewhere?
I do have a garden here at home. I have a home garden. I straw bale garden. I don't have soil. So I plant everything in straw bales, which is a whole other.
Oh.
Gives me the
really?
Height higher than it. I
Interesting.
Just put 20 straw bales in just last week, so getting ready to start conditioning
and
plant.
Do you hollow out a straw bale or something?
It's a long process.
Yeah.
Well, not a long process. There is a process involved, and it works. I've done it for 3 years in a row now. We even have a small demonstration of the straw bale garden. You will be up at the lighthouse, at the Yukon Bay Lighthouse Garden.
Okay.
So people can see that. And we're going to talk about it at the plant sale as well. I'll be there with
Love it.
Straw. So
first
come on by.
First I've ever heard of this. So, well, why don't you guys take us out about that upcoming plant sale? So,
one other plug, Michael's garden is one of the gardens on the Samaritan House Garden Tour at the end of June. And the lineup of gardens for the Samaritan House, they're all going to be in the Newport area. So I would encourage people to kind of look and see. But Michael's is going
to
be on
so
it with
we'll
straw
bale. So we'll get to see your place.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
So May 20th, Saturday, May 20th, 9 to 2, get there early, bring
your
carts.
And your running shoes.
And your running shoes.
And your running shoes.
And it's at the Lincoln County Commons Fairgrounds.
Well, thank you, too. Appreciate you coming on. I know it was short and quick, but check out that sale. It's coming up on the 20th.
Thanks for listening. And school gardens. Don't forget school gardens.